This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. When I talk with people about becoming a Christian, many people tell me they lack the willpower to stay away from immoral sex, drunken parties, or illicit drugs. Today on the broadcast, I want to talk about the power to live the Christian life. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM, medium wave radio, and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, gospeltoafrica.com/contact, and on Facebook, facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. The power to believe in Jesus comes from the Holy Spirit of God. The power to resist sin is supernatural from God, as is the power to have the faith to become born again, that is, to become a Christian. No one gets saved eternally by their own strength, and maintaining a moral lifestyle takes supernatural power from God, which means a constant dependence on God by prayer, by Bible reading, and by associating with other Christians who can encourage you as you and your Christian friends seek to live as Christ wants us to live. Satan is unfortunately always around to whisper malicious lies about God and about you. Satan always wants to lie. It's like murdering the truth. John 8:44 is where Jesus said this about Satan. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. In my lifetime, I have known people to believe things that are not true about heaven, hell, immoral sex, illegal drugs, and more. I am certain these lies about God and his Son Jesus Christ come from Satan, who tells them there is no heaven, there is no hell, or God, or judgment day, and that they need to go for all the gusto they can get, as an ad campaign once said, right now in this life, since this life is all there is. This life on earth is a relatively short period of time, about 80 years. During this short span of time, people must make all important decisions about believing or not believing in Jesus Christ for their eternal salvation. People often become discouraged or despairing of being able to resist sexual encounters with whomever excites them at the moment, since they know that Christians are not to live this way. They rule out the possibility or desire to become a Christian. They don't think it's possible for them to tame their sex drive or their thirst for alcoholic drinks and drugs to make them high. Sex itself is a powerful drug in the brain, and the immoral use of sex enslaves millions of people worldwide, what with the sex trade, sexual slavery, and sexual addiction, which certainly includes the lure of pornography. Impulse control is never easy. All of us struggle with overcoming sinful impulses. James says each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. That's James chapter 1, verse 14. Part of the human condition is to feel impulses, and part of the Christian life is to control them. Impulse control has been a struggle for us since the fall of Adam and Eve. Eve saw the fruit in the Garden of Eden was desirable, Genesis 3:6, and she chose to take it rather than control her impulse. Today, we still struggle. Often impulses seem so strong as to overpower all our scruples, commitments, and common sense. We feel that giving in is our only option. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." As believers, we are new. We are no longer bound to our sinful natures, Romans 6:17 and 18, but we are in the process of sanctification. The coming of the new usually takes time and discipline. Even mature believers in Christ struggle with impulse control. Read Romans chapter 7. But the Bible provides ample hope that we can overcome. Praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit produces self-control in those yielded to Him. Read Galatians 5:23. We have been given the spirit of self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. 1 Peter 1:13 and 15 exhort us to prepare our minds for action and be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Our self-control is not simply an act of the will. We must rely on the grace of Jesus. Knowing that we have been called by God, we work to control our impulses from a foundation of love for God. We also work from a foundation of truth. When we know the truth, we can more easily dismiss impulses that seek to lead us into falsehood. John 8:32. Because we have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16, when a sinful impulse comes into our minds, we can recognize that it is not from Christ and summarily dismiss it. The impulse comes from the sin nature, to which we are no longer slaves. See Romans 6. We can act on 2 Corinthians 10:5 and take our thoughts captive. When we know the truth that we have been declared holy, Romans 5:1-2, that we have the mind of Christ, and that we have the power of the Holy Spirit, we are better able to challenge our thoughts and to choose our actions. The Bible calls Christians overcomers by faith, 1 John 5:4. We are not at the mercy of our impulses. We can control them through the power of God in us, Ephesians 3:20. As we learn to say no to our sinful impulses, we may experience pain and a sense of deprivation. Yet we trust the promise of Hebrews 12:11 that we will eventually reap a harvest of righteousness and peace. In the struggle to control impulses, many people derive benefit from accountability partners or counselors. Sometimes impulse control is made more difficult due to the underlying anxiety or some type of brain abnormality. Overcoming an impulse involves both knowing God's truth and using the functional tools of behavior modification. Regardless of the exact methods we employ to control our impulses, we say with Paul, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 3:14. So then, what does the Bible mean when it says we are to be dead to sin? The phrase "dead to sin" comes from Romans 6:11. "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Here the contrast is made that to be dead to sin is to be alive to God in Christ Jesus. Those who have come to faith in Jesus are no longer to allow sin to control their lives. Instead, we offer ourselves to God to serve His purposes. Paul expands on this concept in Romans 12:1-2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The phrase "living sacrifice" seems to be a paradox. Sacrifices do not live, they die. but it is a good summation of the Christian life, as we are dead to sin and alive to God. The emphasis here is on living a different life as a result of God's salvation. We no longer follow the pattern of the world, but live according to God's will. To be dead to sin does not mean we are sinless. Paul made clear that he continued to struggle with temptation and sin. He said, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it." That's Romans 7:19-20. If the Apostle Paul could call himself the worst of sinners, 1 Timothy 1:16, then we should certainly expect to continue our conflict with sin until we reach heaven. But if you are now not a Christian, do not let this deter or discourage you from placing your faith in Christ and becoming a Christian today. The Christian life is not easy, but it is, with God's help, possible to keep sex to just your spouse and no one else for your whole life. With God's help, it is possible to live without drunken parties or using drugs to get high. Even the struggles of the Christian life are by far preferable to an eternity of torment in hell. Do not listen when Satan speaks in your ear, telling you lies about God and salvation in Christ. Satan only hopes to deceive you and to keep you as one of his own slaves in the torment of hell. Don't let Satan fool you. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to actively repent of their sins, and to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people, everywhere, as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Peter 5:8-9. "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your enemy, the devil, who is Satan, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world."